Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It is day one of the second Trump administration. Donald Trump has been president for a grand total of 11 hours, and he wasted no time imposing his will on American government.
When will MSNBC and Stephanie Ruhle understand that the way that republic that you can have, if you can keep it, works by telling the people what you want to do, they get to choose to vote for you, they vote for you, and then you realize that the person who gets elected, that will, is the will of the people. Well, it appears as though Stephanie Ruhle has not learned that yet. Let's get to our friend Congressman Mike Boss back with us on the Annie Fry Show, United States Congressman for Illinois' 12th District. Congressman, tell us about yesterday. What's it like in Washington, D.C.?
Annie, it is wonderful. It is yesterday and then carrying on into today. Think about this. But right after him giving his speech, while we were in the rotunda, and all the things he claimed he was going to do, he started signing executive orders to get those things done, over 200 of them. You know, and they actually are a lot of them common sense things to deal with broken the broken immigration system, signing order ending birthright citizenship. He's probably going to get challenged on that one because it's about a constitutional issue. Ending Biden's catch and release policies, can't challenge that. He is going to get that done, go back to where it was. Declaring migrant gangs like MS-13 foreign terrorists. And what does that do? That allows us to actually go to the root of the problem. MS-13, though they have cells here and the problems they're causing, we can actually go and if terrorism is identified, we can go into a foreign country and wipe them out according to and get them at the root of the problem. Declaring the border crisis a national emergency, what that does is allows the military to go in to help secure it. It's more of an administrative and manpower issue. Understand ICE will still be ICE, Border Patrol agents will still be Border Patrol agents, but until we send a clear message to remain in Mexico on the southern border. But yesterday we had a problem on the northern border that was pretty bad, but we knew that that's coming up too. So all of our borders are trying to get it on track. Important steps like getting the economy back on track. Also, in the terms that your listeners will understand as well as I, drill, baby, drill,
yep.
Become energy independent. And the good thing is go back to selling our reserve, to bring those prices down, to develop those markets is go back into Europe on the Western Europe side of our allies and sell them natural gas. And then that cuts the stream off to Russia being able to sell it. Our gas is better than theirs, and we know it, and so does European countries. They'll be glad to see that come back. All of these things, and I'm going to tell you this, and I will admit this. My staff director is going through these 200 executive orders, and to be honest, I will tell you that we have not got through all of them yet. So that was a lot of things that happened all between parades and balls and bouncing from ball to ball and all the different ceremonies. To tell you the truth, I've never seen very few people I've ever seen in life that have this energy, let alone any president that I've ever known.
Yeah, it was wild to take in. And Congressman, I'll tell you, we were watching some of this stuff last night, and my 12-year-old daughter was watching as I was taking in him sitting at the Oval Office signing those executive actions, the press all in there. And she goes, my daughter says to me, is he just answering questions from the media while he signs these executive orders? And I said, yeah.
Yep, and that's what he does.
She goes, can he do that? My 12-year-old's never seen anything like this before, mm-hmm. which is a little bit of an indictment on the former president and the way he handled his business.
Well, let me tell you this about his first time as president. I'm talking about Trump's first time as president. The first time I was on Air Force One with him. And yet you're in the plane, but then if he wants to meet with you, he'll call you back. And this was a smaller Air Force One. A lot of people don't realize there's two of them, and at any rate, but he has his desk, and he has one television behind him, one television in front of him, and he's talking to you and working on stuff, and he was actually able to watch both TVs at the same time, thinking about them, talking to me, because he would stop his information. Matter of fact, one of the people that showed up on TV at the time was Sean Duffy, who was then still an elected member of Congress, and he looks up and goes, hey, I like that guy. He's a really good guy. He said, and all of a sudden he moves his hands up and down like you'd be climbing a pole. He's one of those. I said, he's a lumberjack. He said, yeah, that's what he is. Mm. And then he goes right back into the conversation where he and I were having before, never missed a beat. So he's a unique personality in that respect. But you would think, okay, it's 4 years later, maybe that slowed down. I think it speeded up.
Man, you can tell that he was ready to go. And then just taking in the different events of the evening, you were talking about bouncing from event to event to event. I have to say that I've never seen him look so happy before. I mean, of course, you win the presidency, especially in the fashion that he did, you'd be happy about it. But he looks genuinely joyful.
Yes, because his passion is not. And I know the naysayers, the Trump haters, blah, blah, blah. At any rate, The reality is, it truly is about what he can accomplish for the nation, not about what he's going to accomplish for Donald Trump. Now, does he like the fact that it's Donald Trump doing it? Sure he does. But his focus is on, oh, how do we make it better? How do we make it greater? How do we bring the economy back? How do we make people have the opportunities that this American dream offers and aggressively allow that to happen? How do we keep our streets safe? How do we keep our borders secure? How do we make our enemies fear us and our allies trust us again? He's there.
We're speaking with Congressman Mike Boss, the representative from Illinois' 12th District. He's also the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Congressman, when it comes to Joe Biden's final actions leaving office, his pardoning of his family, the likes of Adam Schiff and Liz Cheney and a few others, are Democrats on Capitol Hill, are they like, well, we understand why he did that? Do Biden's actions affect the Democratic Party that's still in operation, even though he's gone?
Yeah, some it affects in the fact that they see it as, oh, now we got to try to defend that. Others haven't really paid attention, I don't think. They're still arguing among themselves on what caused the loss of the election. And I can tell you what caused the loss of the election, because some of their reaction to the things the president did actually show that they haven't got it yet. That the American people spoke. They want a secure border. They want energy independence. They want safe streets. They don't want illegals coming in and having crime and invading the country. They want to make sure that we're putting America first, that we're growing the nation, and that we're making sure that our kids are safe. They don't understand that we don't want people, men playing in women's sports. And you know, Annie, I got a story I got to tell you, because I told it in a couple speeches yesterday. So the other day we passed the bill that dealt with that issue, the women playing in men's sports. And we spent that over the Senate. They're probably going to move it pretty quickly. The president's going to sign it. If we want someone, if one of my grandchildren or even someone else is under the age of 12 years old and is a member of Congress, I want to bring them on the floor. I can do that. And then when they're there, we normally take and a bunch of us stand around our voting boxes and not that they're going to vote how.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Oh, they're going to vote how we want, but we let them put the card in and press the button.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of the guys had his grandchild there that was 6 years old. And the grandchild asked, what are we voting on? And he said, well, we're voting to stop boys from playing in girls' sports. He said, who would vote against that? Now, he's put the card in and he's voting because different guys are coming up. Well, a Democrat had come in on the Republican side of the aisle, handed him the card and said, you can vote mine now. And he started to press green, and he said, no, I want to be a red on that. And this six-year-old turned around and said, why would you want to be a red on that?
Oh, man.
From the mouths of babes.
Amen to that.
I mean.
If they can get it, good grief.
Yeah.
A lot of people are scratching their heads about the Democratic Party. I guess it's kind of interesting to hear that so are the Democrats that are in the Democratic Party to an extent.
Yep.
A Democrat that you and I both suffer under here, the governor of the state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, is bashing President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for children of illegal immigrants. He said, that's unconstitutional. We will not follow an unconstitutional order. What side of history here is J.B. Pritzker going to fall on?
Well, first off, one thing is for sure, that is in the 14th Amendment, and that's what he's quoting. But you have to remember why the 14th Amendment was written. Now, I don't know whether the president's executive order will hold up, but I do agree that it was never written for the intent and the extent that what we're doing right now. The idea and intent of the 14th Amendment was passed along with, I think, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, which all had to deal with the fact that we had free men, those slaves that had been free. And the fear was that certain states in the South would not recognize those people as citizens. So that's why it was written, not knowing that it would make it to where people would come to this nation who are not citizens and deliver their children and then automatically would make them citizens. So but that's a bigger issue to deal with. But, you know, I mean, as many states attorney generals will probably file against it, but it sends a clear message that maybe it's a debate we should have in the fact that, but now remember this, Annie, to change that would require a constitutional amendment. Now, let me explain this, that, you know, we want to make sure that understand why it was written. And even I think people in our black communities, African-American communities, know and understand that why it was written. And they're watching now so many people coming in, taking away the benefits that they might have if they have a need where they've paid taxes from somebody who's not even a citizen of this country, but their child is born here and now all of a sudden they are. So that's a bigger issue to be discussed. But for him to say, hey, we're just not doing it, I think the more concern that I have about the things he said he's not doing is the fact that we have all these gangs and criminals that have come across, mm-hmm. and he's still going to remain a sanctuary city.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem as though J.B. Pritzker's priority are the people who are paying the taxes, who are citizens of this state. And if you look around, especially in Chicago, boy, they've got a lot of problems up there. They prioritize all the wrong things, and they, of course, then get all the wrong results.
Right. And what is, I don't believe it even is the citizens that prioritize the wrong thing. It's just the politicians they keep electing. So and they've been voting Democrat so long that they don't realize you can change that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what J.B. Pritzker does in the next couple of years. Of course, there are no term limits for governor in the state of Illinois.
No,
I think he wants to be president, not. Though. So we'll give him to the rest of the country.
Well, good luck with that, because I think that he's not keeping up with the changing of this United States. Because I'm going to tell you, you were not going to be able to, I don't think, in the years to come. And I may be wrong. You know, something might happen. You're not going to reelect a radical Democrat. Maybe if something really goes awry, because I've watched it happen over the years. But right now we're headed in the right direction, and you see the swinging back of the to more traditional family values. And as I said in a speech I think yesterday, step away from the insanity and get back to governing in the right set of mind. And common sense.
Yeah. It's good to be back. Congressman Bost, I know how we feel here. I can only imagine what it's like to be there and be a part of the action. And we want to stay connected with you. Have fun, but also get down to that business and get the things done that the American people want to have done.
We started early this morning. They already had the hearings for Doug Collins, who was secretary of secretary of the VA. We're looking forward to moving forward with that. We have been busy here just lining things up where we can lay those things down. I spent time in the chair this morning. I'll spend time in the chair this afternoon making sure we're moving things across the finish line.
We know you will. Congressman Bost, thank you so much. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye. Hard not to have a great day these days. Oh, good to talk to him. That's an adorable story. Should I ask who the congressman was? I debated what congressman went over and handed a six-year-old something to vote, knowing full well that it would be in the contrast of what their grandparent brought them onto the floor. Like, why would you do that? And then you get put in place by a six-year-old. That's fantastic. Our YouTube poll for today. Very curious what you all think about the indoor inauguration. So yesterday we watched the oath of office haphazardly administered by Chief Roberts. What was he doing? I need to know the details behind that, because he really kind of blew it for President Trump and for his family, Melania, with the Bibles like scooching up at the end and sitting and standing over Donald Trump's behind kind of his left shoulder. The whole family was up there pretty much by the time the oath had been completed. But aside from that, having everybody packed into the rotunda, being able to observe all the different things with beautiful camera shots. The production value of being able to observe this from home was fantastic. The going room to room at the nation's capital, being able to see inside these beautiful buildings, Emancipation Hall, among some of these extra rooms in the Capitol that you could look into where he sat down and signed some of these executive orders, then going to the Capitol One Arena. That's a whole different type of vibe over there. And then back to the Oval Office to sign more executive orders. Do you like the indoor inauguration? I mean, boy, it would be unusual to move more into these kinds of events, but the security level is dramatically improved. The ability to protect the people, the president, the families, the attendees, all incredibly affected by doing it indoors. So I'm going to ask the question, should we do future inaugurations indoors? Yes or no? Love to know what you think about it. I'd be curious if any of you have ever been to an inauguration. I haven't, so I've never experienced the outdoor version of it. But if it's 10 degrees in Washington, D.C. in January, wouldn't you want to kind of get indoors instead? I'm thinking you might. Maybe not. Let us know what you think. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/@AnnieFry. You can watch us there and stream us there, but you can also download the Odyssey app. Take the whole station with you anywhere you go in crystal clear connection. AUDACY. Download that. Follow the Annie Fry Show there, 97.1 FM Talk. We'd love to have you. When we come back, we've got Ethan in for Wiggins America. We're going to talk about all the celebrities that were involved in Inauguration Day. Do you know all of them? Maybe you might have missed one. Ethan will tell us when we come back. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.